go kind together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
That was Welcome to Our House, and this is... Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
Woo! Who doesn't love Brooklyn?
It's too much.
It's all too much wasabi.
Too much piss test.
It's all too much for 20. It's all too much drinking your own urine.
I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio, Greg Kinsey.
Hello.
And Will Hasty.
Hello, everybody.
He's got a British cousin.
I do have a British cousin.
He's got a British cousin.
I do. Well, he's a really a cousin-in-law, and he's
his
a beloved
name is
member
Will.
Of the clan. Yes, indeed.
Cousin-in-law.
Cousin-in-law, yes. You all gave me a bunch of shit earlier this week and suggested that this was a character I had invented and not really.
Yeah, no, we think that your cousin exists is what we're saying.
Yeah, you don't have a cat. You don't have a cousin.
Is it? It's him and a fake beard.
Yeah, it's him and a mustache.
Not
a
him and a mustache.
Not to jump.
Not up. A mustache. A moustache.
A moose. A nice,
I can't believe you tried to correct me, and you were
luscious,
wrong. You were wrong. I spelt it right.
Flowing moustache.
Kevin, that might be your best accent.
What? No, I've got a bump.
You do a very good British accent.
Thank you. I mean, it's one of them, you know. It's not all of them.
I can sort of do John Lennon.
You sound like a real slag.
You're a slag. I'm from Blackpool.
Can you do a Ringo?
Yeah,
I can't really do a Ringo now.
And I was like, Ringo. And then I was like, John.
So then
John was all like, Paul. And now Paul's all like, hey, George. And George was all like, Paul.
No. So John's a real Liverpool accent.
Yeah. No, Paul's broken a glass. Broken glass.
What?
What's that from again?
What is
it's
that?
It's from that's, the White Album or something. That's I don't right. know. But I so. Yeah. So I was is there. It? I was beating my drums. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know,
next thing I know, Michael Jackson comes in.
Oh,
and
wow.
They handed me
and
these
I was like, hello there, Michael
and
Jackson.
And I was like,
who the hell are you?
Yeah. I didn't recognize him because he was a white man.
What? Michael Jackson's a real cunt.
I know, he took my friend's music.
He took my friend's face.
Were you just thinking about Stormy Leather?
Why?
Because you were playing with your hair. And that's a sign of being turned on.
I want to create a drink called the Dark and Stormy Leather.
Wait, is that actually a sign of being turned on, or is that just a conditioned, like, ha-ha-ha response?
Tee-hee.
We're going to have no, Catherine.
It's a sign.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially for
I
Catherine.
I always play with my hair.
Hey, Catherine.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense.
I always play with it.
Makes total sense.
I play with it all day long.
So Catherine came into the studio with two marijuana drug tests.
From the dollar store.
I am rich with dollar store drug tests.
The day after 420.
Boop-boop.
And what did you do for 420?
I worked.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyone else celebrate in any way?
And it was a really weird night.
Yes. Celebrated tons. Loved it. It was wondrous.
He doesn't remember any of it. You did something involving your bum hole, and it got stretched.
Nope.
Was that
you escaping?
Was that O-ring rather demolished, or was it all right? I mean,
yeah. Did you get your Pringles out of the box, or did you just spit the box?
Remember, you got to get treated like just whole fist right in the can.
No, he don't know. You got to like a little bird, right?
Like a little bird, right? Yeah.
Like, roar.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like a crane, right? And you go in there, right? And you go in and up and to the left, right? To the left.
She's seen pictures of the
gaping asshole
that my girlfriend uses
on my gaping asshole.
And it's...
Don't you show him?
Is it a big old Peggy? Or
no, it's bigger than this. It's bigger than this right here, you know?
I mean, I love one of the greatest arguments I ever heard
about
Peggy.
See that toilet paper roll?
Whoa.
It's like bigger than that.
Was, you know what? If you're afraid to use something, if you want to buy a dildo that's as small as your finger, then just use your fucking finger.
No, your finger's got nails on it. So, it's a
but
problem.
No, but I'm thinking.
No,
this guy,
stupid. Your finger's got nails on it.
Wow, my man. That is, you yeah. know what? That is a long dildo.
She looks
is,
like a pony.
Dude, seriously, props for taking that yourself.
Thank you.
Well done, sir.
Yeah, I don't
Thank
know you. Why they act like gay men's is like less manly than the straight men's, because like, he's taking that in the ass.
Because of the patriarchy.
No, it's bullshit. Like, think about it. You're a fucking man if you could take a big cock like that in your ass.
Damn right. So my treat for 420, easy cheese.
What? Ooh. What does that mean? Is that a weird
Oh, you don't know what easy
move?
Cheese
you,
is?
Do you have, a, do you have it on a chicken and a biscuit?
It's like a quintessential. No. Like,
what did you put in your bum?
No.
Like 80s I put it on a cracker. Cheese?
What,
like,
it came
like
out your bum?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That's
God.
Disgusting.
It's stuff that you could literally build walls out of if you just put it there and let it dry. But like, it's also
right.
delicious.
All
like,
right. Hear me out. Hear me out. What? Let's do it.
All build right. walls out of easy
yeah,
cheese?
Yeah, I'm going to build an easy cheese igloo. Oh, I'll show you.
Igloo?
Yeah, an easy cheese glue.
What?
It's a chi glue.
No, that's
chi
actually glue. Kind of interesting. We could build some kind of like new epoxy out of like old
I don't need him to take
cheese.
The reefer test. I know he's high as a kite.
I'm not high as a kite. My eyes just are bleeding.
Your eyes is bleeding with marijuanas.
I happen to get a lot of fecal matter in Look, my eyes last night. It wasn't my fault.
That's
that.
Disgusting. You was wow. alone. So
you came in with two drug tests and wasabi candy?
Yes, wasabi yeah. candy.
This is going to
it's
change,
completely related.
It's going to change the direction
of the seriousness
show.
Of the show.
The seriousness of the show. But there is at least one thing I wanted to share.
I'm also going
to
have an abortion on air.
I don't know if you saw this, and Face Girl, if you would be so kind.
Oh, fuck this. What the fuck am I supposed to do now? Now
Pull
I've got
up
to tap
fake
into the
Obama.
Fucking thing.
Have we all seen this or not?
Why is my Wi-Fi turned off? What? Who turned it off? What the fuck? What's this fake Obama?
Well, you'll know in
fake,
a minute.
Fake Obama.
Fake Obama.
Fake as in...
You like, mean as in Trump?
As in somebody is doing a terrible impersonation of him?
No.
Or is,
no.
Oh, no, I saw this already. It's, okay. on, it's awesome.
Anyone who hasn't seen this, you got to.
I know this. I know this well. All right, it's like the future. The future's scary is what it's about. All right, ready? Watch this,
oh,
what
is
the president's
video,
saying.
Is this the video montage?
Shut the fuck
We're
up.
We're entering an era in which our what? Enemies can make it look like anyone is saying anything at any point in time, even if they would never say those things.
I have seen this. I have seen
so,
this.
So, for instance, they could have me say things like, I don't know, Killmonger was right, or Ben Carson is in the sunken place, or how about this? Simply, President Trump is a total and complete dipshit. Now, you see, I would never say these things.
No, you see,
at least not in a public address.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Someone else would. Someone like Jordan Peele. This is a dangerous time. Moving forward, we need to be more vigilant with what we trust from the internet. That's a time when we need to rely on trusted news sources. It may sound basic, but how we move forward and the age of information is going to be the difference between whether we survive or whether we become some kind of fucked up dystopia. Thank you. And stay woke, bitches.
I want a fucked up dystopia. I've been promised it my whole life.
No, fuck no.
Are you doing, are you doing British the whole show?
I don't know. We'll see. I took a Xanax, so I'm in a different mood. I'm a bit of a crazy mood.
So that came out this week, and it is scary, you know, because that's
no, it's not,
not.
It was
audio.
Hilarious.
There's also video, and it really looks and sounds like Obama is saying those things.
But is that the same clip? Was that the same clip that was sort of associated with a series of articles that came out, I believe, in this past fall that were essentially, you took an algorithm of, it was in the same way that your likes on Facebook can, after like 2 days of you being on Facebook, essentially, the algorithm can know you at the same level that your wife does.
And I think so, better, though.
No. So literally, they just took a bunch of cuts of Obama's speeches and lined them all up so you could have him say whatever it was. And is this a continuation of that? Or
no,
is this,
is this using like artificial intelligence and a whole bunch of new
this
shit.
Is exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
CGI.
It's an algorithm that they used. I mean, that's algorithms go into AI.
I don't think it was an algorithm.
It could just be a brain.
You don't know what an algorithm is.
Do you know what an algorithm is? Tell me, what else is an algorithm?
No, I fucking called you. Now you show me your card and I'll show you mine.
An algorithm is a set of rules that are followed in order to get a desired result.
Damn. Correct. Yeah.
You put something in, you get something
out. I don't think that's how they made Obama talk. I don't think it's an algorithm.
You know what? I love algorithms.
But so anyway, someone could like hack into a news feed on television.
Yeah.
And make the newscaster say anything they want.
And then take their tits out.
And create absolute panic.
Dude, you and I could go on that Apple right now and download essentially a version of Character Creator where you literally could just type in or take some public figure and it's, they have a series of presets and
so
you can literally
what I'm
just program them and put about in the world.
That we should do this.
Yes. Oh my God, yes, let's do this.
Well, it needs to be applied to porn, obviously.
Well, I mean, you could imagine it. You can take anybody's face that you would want and have them do anything you want.
Yes.
I'm saying, I'm a
Hey, Catherine, when's that song from?
Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
Nice try. Nice cool. fucking try.
And there is something new in porn where you can have a...
Yes, dinosaur porn.
Like 3D images of your favorite...
Three dicks. That's most of my porn.
Jesus Christ.
You're a DP in one hole.
You did not say strangling at all, Catherine. I don't know if I believe you.
What did you say about strangling?
I said that you said most of your porn's three dicks. I'm like, you didn't say strangling at all, so I don't know if I believe you.
No, nah, you can't cry if he's choking.
Yeah.
It's not true. You can.
I was like, wait.
You can cry in silence. Oh,
you can
God.
Cry. You can cry. You can cry in silence. You can cry in pain.
So there is porn now.
You can cry all day.
You put on a virtual reality headset.
Sure.
And you can
Demolition Man.
And porn stars their images are scanned in or whatever the fuck they do. And you can like reach out and play with their titties or whatever you want to do.
Reach out and touch
with your favorite porn star. Boom, boom, boom. That's new.
Is no, it that, it's not. Is it built in with that same robot bod where it was like the tits rest on your stomach and while you're wearing the VR headset?
I don't know about that.
I'm not kidding. Look up Tokyo Sex Robot Jordan Klepper. He did a segment on
Act like I don't already have that in my search history.
Oh, there you go.
Not the Jordan Klepper part, though.
Oh, by the way, opinions expressed on Art Star Scene Radio are not necessarily...
100% the opinions of the radio station.
Are not necessarily the
They told us to say this.
And any radio potential stakeholders within the larger organization.
All the people in charge of 1-800-100-BOGART, they also feel the way we feel.
Are you still celebrating 420? Or you did today because you didn't get to yesterday? Is that what's going on here?
Every day.
Still kind of in a residual haze, but that's...
I'm also in a residual haze.
24/7.
Yeah, my life is a residual phase, really.
Yeah, she's in a phase, and that phase is constantly being high.
Yeah.
So but what
except I don't do drugs because they're illegal.
Oh, yeah.
So, but what?
You're pissing a cup, and I'll show you.
High on crayons in life.
But yeah, I've got crayons right here. It's what I'm high on.
They are delicious crayons.
Look, I'm not fucking fibbing. Right there. Taffy.
Oh, my God.
Collar your mouth, Taffy.
Crayola.
She has Crayola candy. You can get CBD oil candies.
You absolutely can. Oh my!
Like a block from here, if you wanted some.
But what about scanning anybody? So you can scan. So it's a whole body doing a, essentially a 3D scan of their body. And could you do it with anybody?
Yeah.
So I have a friend who works in 3D scanning, and they scan people in 3D, and they're doing this in order to associate them with pictures, and they're using AI, and they just got bought by Amazon. Mm-hmm. And the idea is that if you put your pictures into Amazon, Amazon will know your size, they'll know what fits you, what your taste is, and then they'll be you don't have to put your size in when you buy clothes, and they will get less returns because
you're not lying to yourself.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, it'll know your exact size.
It'll actually fit you precisely.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I mean, honestly, I'm more scared about the machine learning having to do with just a general surveillance. Because I mean, China has invested, I think, a quarter billion dollars, so $250 million.
It's all a lie. Go on.
Oh no. It's literally this system where they're developing sort of large scale group facial recognition software.
I mean, that's what the NSA does too.
Well, true. No, Facebook.
But these guys have these, but they have systems and they're pretty far along. So yeah. Essentially, but the big thing about it is that they're saving these huge amounts of data about people just walking around. And so my thought was, if we could take that data and somehow graph it into like some crazy dude's porn feed. I'm trying to relate this back to porn in some way. And so what I'm really thinking of is how we can use machine learning to more like effectively predict algorithm what I porn? Want. For porn. No. Just a more predictable, just to more effectively get my whims. Like
you put your diet into your diet and what you've done today into an app, and it goes, today you're into bukkake.
Today you're into Asian bukkake and maybe some crazy old mature.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's what artificial intelligence and algorithms are for.
Hey, porn industry was the first to adopt real technology.
Speaking of crazy and old, I told you last week that therapist I called, and she sounded like she was 90 years old. And yeah. And
was this your therapist or is this a...
I was looking for a therapist.
I gotcha.
And,
hello.
Yeah. And so I was this is a bad connection. I'll call you back another time. Okay. Well, I'm on hold for another therapist. She calls me twice. And she's called me every single day. Catherine, believe this?
Yeah.
Still. It's been going on 2 weeks now.
I really
she calls
use
me
more clients.
Every single day. I don't answer.
I feel like I failed you like I failed my children.
The hell was that?
Sorry. We just switched to Geico. Hold on. And got more.
Don't worry. I'll do it. Keep it up.
Are we sponsored by Geico now?
No. I wanted to do something and it was supposed to be timed better and it wasn't.
It really wasn't.
I
timing is everything.
Contact, please take.
I need a sample board.
She's so lonely. She's the most lonely therapist ever. She's called me twice sometimes.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she calls me. I like to get up fairly early for an artist. I get up between 8:30 and 9:30. And yeah, that's
say
early for
something
her.
I'm giving up.
And she walks into the room with her walker.
I really am a therapist. I see
I'm
it in the walls.
Sorry that I couldn't get to you.
Sonny, remind me of my happy days. Tell me what your penis looks like.
Her office, I think she's working out of her home.
What?
I think she's working out of her home because I went by where her office is, 10 Downing Street. And
so this is just me and Booze who get in the room.
And
I'm giving up on you.
And I'm very old and I cannot.
I called you every day. You didn't answer my calls.
So she usually calls around 9:15. So if I'm not up, it's like, oh, didn't need to set an alarm or anything.
Wow.
Catherine needs this.
I'm lonely. Please
I need to call her. Do you answer ever or does she leave messages?
No, never. Once I thought she left a message, but it was just like,
yeah.
Wait a minute. So is it possible that she's just senile and has forgotten every time she's been leaving you?
It could be. I know that old people, they get into their habits. It's like, oh, it's time to call that nice man back. It's 9:15. Time to call that nice man back.
You are part of her
He
routine.
Won't answer, but he doesn't answer, but it's that
it's
time.
It's part of my thing.
But I do it, then I'll have some tea.
And the one time you actually do pick up, she breaks down and just says,
I'm so lonely. We have to call her from the show sometime. Yeah.
Oh my God.
We have to do.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Today, we're giving up on you.
And
but we have to star 67.
Yeah, we do. There's definitely some early morning
live
show.
That's a good way to get rid of the show.
No, it's a good way to get something interesting happening on this station.
Should be calling in on everybody's show.
Excuse me. I don't understand. What is Radio Free Brooklyn? Do you need therapy?
I got
a therapist. It says so on the wall.
What do you mean, your Dr. Lisa? I'm a doctor.
You left me such a nice message. I wanted to make sure you're okay.
And anywhere I would have followed you.
Oh my God.
I'm doing the, I'm holding my earphones.
She is.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Should I send this to him this week?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm gonna.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
So last week, we sent a ridiculous video to a guy I was into.
Say what? Oh, of course
that song. Was this, is this Skater Dude?
Love is a two-way street is what you sent.
Is this Shredder?
Yeah, it's Shreddy.
Shreddy McDick?
Nice. Shreddy McDick. So to keep in line with the insanity, I'm going to send him that video.
No.
Because I think there's nothing crazier than that.
That's really creepy and crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, he's really crazy. So
should
it's
I
okay.
do it or should I not do it?
You no. should. Right
you
now.
You absolutely should do it. Should. You absolutely
send
should
him that and then ask for dick pics.
There's
no, I'm just sending that. Should I ask for dick pics?
Yes.
Should I go dick pics question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should yeah. I really?
Yes. Yeah. No, no, no. You of gotta course. You gotta lead it in with something like, yo, still crunked from yesterday. Sup.
Still crunked?
No, you don't need to write anything but sup.
Nope. All right, so all I'm you sending need to write. It.
So face girl.
Send yeah. it and then write.
I just sent it.
SUP.
I have this neighbor.
Oh my God. Here's what's hilarious. Last week it was 720. This week it's 721.
Perfect.
Wow.
Oh, wait. Perfect. Every week.
Perfect.
Does he know?
Next week it'll be 722. Yeah, but I don't think he's listening to it because I worship Satan.
So I have nice. This neighbor. She's batshit crazy. And she's mean and she yells. Like she'll
Can
do
you
this.
Fix my vacuum?
No.
Is she 93?
No. She hates me. And she hates anyone that has
Great
a dog.
For junkies.
And she'll mumble and then yell. For example, like I try to be nice to her. I was holding the elevator door for her when she was coming in from doing laundry. And she goes, you don't have to do that. I said, what?
You don't have to hold the door!
She's like that. Mumble, yell.
She's crazy.
So, yeah. It's really kind of nuts. So I saw
God.
That there was someone was having an apartment sale. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I go up and I realize it's her apartment. And I go right fucking downstairs again.
Why did
and I'm
you
like
go
trying
in?
Because she hates me.
I would have gone in. I would have gone in fucking so hard.
All right. Can you like, you do her trying to make a sale. How much again? How much is this?
$5.49!
You should have just bought some of her stuff and then broke it in front of her.
Yeah!
That's a brilliant idea. That's actually a brilliant idea.
How much? I'll give you $2.50 for this Hummel. What?
$5!
No. I'm $2.50. What?
Fine!
Then you give her the $2.50 and then you look at her and you just smash it on her phone.
Yeah.
And the sign that she made in the lobby was like a normal person, although she wrote operatic tag mm-hmm. sale.
What the fuck does that mean?
Operatic tag
yes.
sale?
Were there Ooh. Opera shit in there?
Wait.
And here is something I'm selling.
Do all the tags? And all the tags sing the whole time?
And she was like, no reasonable offer. Will be refused. There's nothing reasonable about her.
You should have gone in. You fucking fucked that up.
Yeah, dude. There
no way.
Definitely been
no, she once tried to set fire to my place.
How?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How?
How did this upstairs neighbor...
Just like the person who breaks into my house to fuck with shit.
No, there is no person.
There's a person.
This when... is Catherine while she's high.
Makes sense.
Don't act like Tyler Durden doesn't exist.
When I was about 30... I moved back home for about 6 months because shit wasn't going well for me. Fuck you. As Dude, opposed to now there. Moving yep. in to be a caretaker. But when I was 30, I was the asshole to start with. I used to smoke in the hallway.
Say
no one cared. And because we're the only apartment down there. Or I'm in the basement apartment. And we're the only ones there. So I'd smoke in the hallway mm. when it was cold. But it would. She hated it. Mm. She hated it. It drove her crazy. Mm. And these days, I just... Ooh, did he text back?
No, it failed to send.
Damn it.
Oh, shit, has he blocked you?
No. It's this fucking studio.
Yeah, we're inside a metal box.
Giant.
So in those days, I was more... I was more inclined to argue back with people.
More inclined than you always are?
I know better.
You don't know. I know better than you, dude.
No, I tend to let shit slide. I don't care, you know, if it's...
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, seriously.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not interested in arguing.
It's a bad interest.
Yeah, it's just not my thing. Yeah. And, but back then I was a little more hyped up. So one day, she was really pissed about something, probably smoking, probably me saying, nothing the fuck you can do, lady, because they don't... And she's the only person I've ever had a problem in the building with. Mm-hmm. And one day there was like lighter fluid or something on the door and some matches. And clearly she had tried to set fire to the place, which is... So I called the police. And,
are you serious?
Yeah, I'm totally serious.
How do you know it was her?
Yeah.
There's no one else it could have been. No one else.
Really?
Unless I did it when I was sleepwalking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let me list all the people it could have been. Any angry ex that was crazy. You sleepwalking. An ex that was crazy.
I don't think
somebody
crazy
in the building.
People.
Every one of those
you
exes.
Sleepwalking.
Catherine
and any
Lahai.
And every one of your exes.
Fuck you.
Also, just a complete stranger. What?
I said, God damn it! Shut up!
What?
I'm pretty sure it was one of your exes!
Whisper yell. What's that?
It could have been anyone!
It literally could have been anyone.
But I know it was that bitch.
Do you... Ooh. Please tell me you have some phone number for this lady.
Let's call her.
No, I don't.
Your upstairs neighbor.
Let's say sup, dick pics.
Hey, honey. Looking for a good time.
Looking fine.
Shreddy McDick.
She's probably in a physical phone book.
A what?
a book of pages carrying old phone numbers of truly useless variety.
Let's try this weird shit.
Okay, give me one.
I want one.
I'm gonna see how you guys react to it first.
Pass it on.
So this is like a hard candy that an old lady would give to somebody, but it's green and white.
But it doesn't have any marrow on it.
Wasabi?
Yeah, so if we gave this to somebody, they would think it was like a lime thing. Okay, Catherine's going to hate this, by the way. She can't have pepper on eggs.
Are you serious?
Ugh.
What are you saying?
Please join us on Thursday, May 3rd for the next RFB Presents.
First Thursday at the Well for the... Stone Giant EP release show. Retro Rockers Stone Giant, a recent winner of the Deli Magazine's NYC Emerging Artist Poll, will be releasing their new EP on Thursday, May 3rd, at the Well with crowd the airwaves and Trip.
Just to paint a picture for you guys, we are now sniffing these. Oh, I'm shutting up.
The band is highly influenced by rock and roll legends such as Led Zeppelin. I gotta read this shit.
I mean, read it.
Yeah, we don't read on air.
Led Zeppelin, Jimi Hendrix, Pink Floyd, Black Sabbath, and Deep Purple. Among other bands of that movement and time. Crowd the Airwaves are three nice girls that just want to melt your face off. Let me do that
again.
Crowd the Airwaves are three nice girls that just want to melt your face off. Beware! And Catherine's doing the jack-off motion. The Well is located at 272 Meserol Street, right here in Brooklyn. Advance tickets are only $8 at rfb.nyc/ass.
You!
I knew you were going to do that.
You looked at me.
That's where you give money to us.
Yeah, yeah.
rfb.nyc/tickets. Tickets will be $10 at the door. This is what Brooklyn sounds like, and it sounds amazing. 13-foot python.
Sunday. Just to paint a picture for you, it's blue and white striped. It looks like it should have drugs in it.
White and green striped. It looks like a...
Catherine, this is white and green striped.
I know.
Catherine, like I had Catherine take a colorblind test the other day, and she failed.
No, I didn't.
She did.
I passed.
Could you die in the airport?
I passed with flying colors. I could see all of them.
They were all flying away from me.
How dare you. All right, so we're going to put this shit in our mouth, and I'm going to hate it.
Okay, ready?
Kind of looks like the castrated end of a...
I'm licking it.
Going in.
It's not bad. I licked it.
I don't taste wasabi. Oh, it has a little bit of wasabi in it. Oh, Catherine's now coughing. This is not spicy at all,
by
the way.
I gotta say, I kind of like this. This is
It tastes like grass.
This is not as advertised. This is actually
good. It kind of tastes like those wasabi crackers, but like with sugar all over them.
Right. It tastes like boogers.
Oh, now I'm getting some wasabi. Ooh, it's nice and burning.
I'm so glad taste burning I didn't yet.
Do that. I'm getting some burning.
Mm. See, this wouldn't have been funny if we didn't make Catherine do it.
Oh.
Folks, if you like what you're listening
why?
To.
Why does it taste like that? Who the fuck is that? Who wants to eat that?
If you think this is a show worth supporting.
Someone piss in a cup.
You want to support Freeform Radio? Give some money to the station.
I have a lovely person we can call.
Go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge if you want to sponsor this show in particular. If you find that there are merits to this show, could perhaps make you a more socially responsible individual. You can give a tax-deductible donation.
No, it does actually kind of burn. It's like when you're shitting out lava.
You can give a tax-deductible.
I can't tell, guys.
You can give a tax-deductible.
You're always shitting lava.
You can give a tax-deductible donation to rfb.nyc/. It's rfb.nyc/. No one ever gives us money. I wonder why.
Oh, my God. This is so bad. It's good, guys. Go to Eugene Jane. Your candies are good.
We really like Eugene, but Catherine does not like this candy. I think it's pretty good, actually.
It doesn't
really,
oh, my God.
Let's get your reviews.
Greg, I got to say, I like it.
It's really good. Do you want one?
No.
Why does it taste like that?
It really does just taste like wasabi pepper and sugar. No. You know what it tastes like? It tastes like the cinnamon sticks. Like the sauce that come with it. What's it? The white gooey frosting thing.
I gotta take it out of my mouth. You need a break. I need a break from this.
Are you talking about semen?
No. Well, it does have the same.
My fucking cum is so thick.
They should fly me over Africa, starving Africa. I'll distribute food for them for years. Andrew Dice Clay is disgusting.
Iggy diggy dog, some bitch was sucking my cock. The clock struck two. I dropped my goo and I thumped the bitch on the next block. Oh, what a hoo-ah.
That's like high pitched like marionette.
So I got my tongue up this chick's ass. You know how it is when you're waiting online at the bank.
I don't know what you're talking about. See why? Now we're doing it.
And
now.
She's like, "Excuse me, do I know you?" And I'm like, "Oh, what difference does it make, honey?"
Just watch as I do it while I gargle.
Jack and Jill butt up the hill, both with a buck and a quarter. Jill came down with 250. Oh, what a whore. Now I'm going to do some impressions. That was John Travolta.
That sounds more like John Travolta than Andrew Dice Clay.
Seven. I saw this on your page. The average amount of people that people sleep with. Is seven.
In a what? Week?
Seven.
Seven as in
four. Ooh, like, I need your love,
seven.
Babe.
Wow.
You know it's true.
You know what? That actually, I feel like that explains a lot of the sexual frustration in the world.
Thank you.
Sexual frustration. I haven't had sex with that many yet.
Bullshit.
But lies. Just utter, just
why?
Lies.
What do you think my number is? Everybody
I'd
guesses.
Do you want my actual honest answer?
Yeah.
My actual honest answer, I would put, honestly, I love you. I say this very, very lovingly. I would put you in, like, the high teens.
Okay, next.
23.
Okay, next.
I really don't know.
What?
I have no idea.
Fucking make up a number. He said high teens, he said 23.
Well, really, I mean, real. Now with that response, I'm kind of thinking
do blowjobs count?
No.
Oh, wait.
We're talking.
Yes, they do.
All right, Mr. President.
With blowjobs, we're in the hundreds now.
No, we're not.
No, I'm going to go teens.
All right, cool.
37.
But I actually think 37.
No, now I'm like a 3. I'm down to like 3.
Well, you're right, Will.
Okay, well,
are you serious?
It's only been 3 people.
It's been 3 people since I've known you.
That's
so
bullshit.
I know you're lying. It's been more than three. It's been more than three since I've known you.
Since I've stayed at your apartment. We just had this discussion earlier.
No. So I went to Slate because I was feeling like such a dirty whore after I read that, which I am a dirty whore. But I went to Slate.com to find out how much of a dirty whore, because they have a thing that shows you where your number is. And
this can is disgusting.
Their chart didn't go high enough.
So,
What was the highest number on the chart?
50.
What? Nice.
It's neither pride nor shame. It's just the way it is.
You should own your sexuality.
How many have you been with? 20. How about you?
I would count for me a second.
Honestly, it's like, the last time I lost count was like in the low 40s, but that was just me being a man whore. And I'm not, I'm a helpless romantic at my heart.
Bullshit.
I am.
Why are you a pussy slayer? You're talking about sex?
Well,
yeah.
P's and the V's?
Yep.
Will's a whore.
Well, I was. Absolutely was.
Well, I was born in 1965 in Greenwich Village and I'm bisexual. So, the number should be weird.
I mean, your number should easily be in the low 300s.
Triple quadruple.
In the low 300s.
I wish.
Face. When do you stop counting? When does it stop?
I can't.
Yeah, because at some point, like I just counted because I had to think about it, and it's 12 different people. But like, I don't count anymore unless I have to figure it out. Yeah. Like, and I might have missed somebody.
I keep a running log. I've got a list.
Do you?
I do. And a rating system.
Please, God, nice. Tell me you believe.
On a scale
like,
of what?
Such a lie.
No, it's not though.
No, it's not. That's not a lie.
I absolutely believe that you have a rating system. I do not believe that you have meticulously gone through every guy you've ever slept. Well, it's only three people. That's not that long of a list, actually.
It's three people in the last 2 months.
No, it's three total. It's three total. I'm totally preserving myself for my marriage to Eugene J.
Oh, yes. If Eugene, if you're listening,
listening to this. You can't know our plans.
We have plans that include informing you of our plans.
Don't archive this.
Eugene J, could you shred on down here? We've got a lot.
No, it's not Shreddy. Shreddy can't get this message. I keep sending it to him.
No. Eugene sells candy, and he's a guitar player in a band. He's amazing.
Say something, I'm giving up on you.
Oh, Catherine and I have decided that Eugene is the perfect husband for Catherine.
Eugene is a good sugar daddy. Okay. Literally.
Can we paint a picture? Who is Eugene? Who is he? And what
Let's
is his
relationship? Let's not paint a picture. I think we've said enough.
Eugene owns a candy store. And,
where we got these delicious wasabi candies recommend everybody
and
buy.
And he's very mellow and odd. And he is a guitar player in a band. One time he had to close the candy store at 9 o'clock, which apparently was early, and in order to play a gig. And I'm like, Eugene, candy stores are usually closed at like 8.
Not Eugene.
Yeah, Eugene stays open late.
Eugene's the cool candy store.
It really is.
He wants to call his cousin on your phone, or?
What do you want to do?
Let's see if this plugs in.
I got no plug.
Ugh, you whore.
I know, I'm a whore.
So can we call this number on our studio phone?
Can you call it from your phone? Because it's just easier.
You ready?
Well, we'll see.
Will, if you're listening.
Oh, good. That thing went out to the guy.
Oh, nice. All right. I will.
Toby the cat walked 12 miles.
Wait, what?
Toby the cat walked 12 miles to get home.
Ooh.
And then his owners, there's a cat named Toby, and his people didn't want him, and they gave him to like a cousin or something, and the cat loved his people so much. He walked 12 miles, found his way home. And you know what the owners did?
Brought him back to the cousin?
No, they took him to a shelter and asked him to be euthanized.
What?
Yes.
The fuck is this story and why did you tell it?
Because they didn't euthanize the cat. They got that story out there and the cat was adopted and has a great home now.
Fuck those people.
Right?
Where do we find them? I'm going to ask Toby.
Ask Toby.
Where the fuck do we find these people?
I'm surprised you didn't find that story.
Do not take the candy out of your mouth. You're cheating. Put it back in your mouth.
I can't.
No, you're cheating.
It's hard. It tastes so bad.
It's burning.
I ate the whole thing and I didn't think it burnt at all.
What do you?
No, call it on there. I can't get phone calls in here because of the fucking stupid everything about
it. Wait,
this.
It's calling.
Yeah, okay, it's not.
Does it have any, sir? Do you see any bars at the upper left hand corner?
Is it actually dialing?
Now on. Radio Free Brooklyn. We
I
explained
can't eat that, this candy. You really bad.
You brought it in.
I got it for Satanic like Bingo. It.
All right, so I have to do something technical that I'm not used to doing. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Catherine, put it back in your mouth.
No.
This is like every sexual experience you've ever had. No. Put it back in your mouth.
There's no truth to that.
I don't know. It's kind of gross. I mean, it kind of tastes a little spicy. I don't know. I just can't deal with it.
That's my impression of Catherine.
That's not a very good impersonation, Catherine. Catherine's more like, dicks.
giant black dildo.
Or this is Catherine. I'm going to suck your dick. Oh, it's a little small. It's only 7 inches. I'm not into it. I'm sorry. I'm just going to give you a very, very unenthused hand
Hello?
Job. Sorry.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, hello, Mr. Knight. How are you this evening?
I'm okay. How are you?
Have you been listening to the show? I hope the answer is no.
No, I have not been listening to the show. I'm sorry.
Oh my God, that's awesome!
What is it about?
So
it's about an hour.
Oh.
Catherine, put it back in your mouth.
So Catherine is currently trying to keep a wasabi candy in her mouth.
I don't like it.
Okay.
And Will, is there any way you can tell us about machine learning in programming people whose faces you want on the people you jerk off to?
But before you do, can you tell us, are you the more attractive cousin?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, he is.
Whoa. Whoa. Wow.
He totally is.
That means he is.
Totally. Dude, yeah. That's like the biggest compliment you've ever given me.
It's a humble brag. He's totally loud.
Which one is more loved, you or Will?
Which Will is more loved?
Which Will is more loved?
Me or the other Will?
Yeah. Which one?
He did call you the other Will, by the way.
You can call me by, we don't have to Will.
We have a secret name for him in the family.
We do.
What's the secret?
We buy for
your crackhead Will?
No.
What's the secret?
I'm sorry, Will.
Hotter Will.
Say that again.
His secret name.
I said no. I said my secret name was Crackhead Will. And
shine up, other Will. Let Hotter Will say it.
Yes, other Will.
That is the name.
It's okay, true. Dude. No, you can tell him. That's okay.
No, his name is Gardner. That's his name.
You're Gardner?
I think Crackhead Will's better.
William Gardner. Hey,
slightly catchier.
Yeah. Will wants to know about masturbating to robots.
Yes, can you tell us how machine learning has been benefiting the porn industry?
Yes. Let MIT tell us how that's all.
That's true.
Listen to this. Go ahead.
Well, it's true. People have developed in the last few years a way of training a machine to not just like take a picture of somebody's face, but to internalize everything about it, so you can kind of map it onto anything. And so there's this whole phenomenon that's quite disturbing of you can put anybody's face onto a particular scene and then it will look realistic. It's very crazy.
The future
of fake news is really terrifying.
I was just going to say, we were looking at the Jordan Peele video where they animate Barack Obama's face while to Jordan Peele's mouth movements. And what was the thing that they used that came out months ago where they put the spliced video of Obama's speeches together to just show that they could essentially make whatever they wanted and just put it out?
Oh, yeah. A few people have done that. I saw some Chinese researchers came over and they put... they'd swapped Trump and Obama, so they made them say the things that the other one said.
Holy, in real
time. It was pretty amazing.
Smart.
Yeah, the guy who developed this is like some genius researcher who now works. Well, he developed the core thing behind it. Now works at Google, and he's working on ways to try and catch it. So like he's trying to figure out if there's a way to do it, but it's very difficult to do because the whole point of it is actually. You're training one AI algorithm to fool another one.
Will, I want you to really, really try to answer this next question.
Shut up, you're still answering the last one.
Sorry.
No, it's all right, yeah. So anyway, it's hard to catch. Go on, Gardner, Will, crackhead.
When those two different algorithms, let's call them those two consciousnesses, are trying to communicate with each other, do you think they feel any sense of sexual arousal?
Can they have babies?
Absolutely. I know that's what you want to hear.
I'm convinced that's not true. You're lying.
Well, do you think that every new technology will find a place in porn and masturbation?
It seems that way. I mean, that does seem to be fundamentally the truism of most.
It is what the VHS industry, DVDs, all these other
laser discs,
internet, they were all getting boosts by
Will, don't knock our awesome laser disc porn connection. That is like that was our first real bonding.
He wants in. Wait, did you really do that?
I believe it.
No, we absolutely did not. Oh God, yes, we absolutely did. Will, what was your favorite porn?
On laser disc?
Yeah.
I don't know.
My favorite was don't you remember last
Def Jams.
Yeah, last Thanksgiving we watched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poon. That was probably my favorite.
Last Thanksgiving with the whole family. Yeah, I think
wait, what?
I blanked that out.
So let me see if I understand this. You're watching Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poon with your entire family on Thanksgiving.
In Diana Jones.
Got
and
it.
The Temple of Poon.
In Diana Jones. That's good. It's funny.
What, Will, I'm curious. Why did you answer the phone? you didn't know who was calling.
Where are you from? That's like, okay, where you came from.
I just figured it was probably polite to answer the phone.
His phone number is 917.
This is why he is a good person and we are all assholes.
Yeah, I don't answer the phone from people I know.
Yeah, I don't.
Like my would-be therapist.
Yeah.
I answer the phone from him.
You don't owe a lot of money, do you?
Evidently not. I'll change my policy from now on.
If I don't recognize a number, I'll let it go to voicemail. If they don't leave a message, then I won't call them back. If they continue to call and not leave a message, and I don't know who it is, I'll block them. But yeah,
okay. Well, this is good life advice for me. I know the ways of phone use. Probably why.
Well, I'm glad that you did.
Will, would you mind telling the lovely crew here what you do so that they can get a sense of your sheer level of expertise?
Sure. I don't have a huge level of expertise. I write about AI for MIT magazine.
Like, is it sexy?
Do you know who Ben Goertzel is?
I met Ben Goertzel. I know him. Yeah,
I went to college with him.
You did? Wow, he's a fascinating guy.
He is.
He's very nice. So I met him at an event in Toronto that was brought together because Canada has like a big AI thing, and there were like good researchers there. Justin Trudeau was speaking. Everything, all these like really big deal researchers in like suits, tweed jackets and stuff. And Ben Goertzel was walking around in a leopard skin hat,
of course,
and like leggings.
Yes,
he's completely bananas, but he's a very brilliant guy, and super interesting. His latest thing is really interesting. I don't know if you know about it, but he's one of the big trends in AI, which is kind of actually most people don't realize, but it's quite concerning. Is that all of the kind of AI expertise is just in a few companies, and his idea is to build this massive, like, distributed blockchain based.
Oh my God! Of people's. Where,
yeah, so it's completely distributed and democratized. It's slightly bananas, but as he is, but it's quite brilliant as well. And he's like worked out the math behind it and stuff.
He's
a very cool guy.
Yeah, we went to college together, and the college I went to is called Simon's Rock, and it's an early admittance college. So you go in at age 16. I graduated the week I turned 20. And Ben did the 4-year program in 3 years. So he graduated and he went in even younger. I think he graduated from with his BA when he was like 18 or something crazy like that.
Oh my God. I can imagine.
He's the most intelligent person I've ever known in my life.
Hmm. Wow. Yeah, he's a very cool and interesting man. He's got he's done a ton of stuff in like robotics, not like AI robots, but just like animatronic robotics, right? And he has this one that they granted citizenship to in like Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia, that's correct.
A robot? Yeah.
Yes, a robot that he helped develop.
We are granting you life in our country.
It's very strange.
I don't know why, if it was a female.
It is a female.
Yes. Yet if it was a real female.
Wait a minute. Please, it's actually a female. It is a gender-specific robot?
Yes.
It's a gender-specific. I don't know. Yeah.
I know
what you're thinking,
Gar. Is it something that I could potentially take advantage of?
You could take advantage of anything.
She's pretty smart.
But, I'm sorry, Will, say that again.
I said it's a very particular line of theme in your questions. I'm sure you could probably seduce it if you just put it on the right setting. I should think so.
Seduce mode activated.
We were looking at actually different black dildos for different types of pegging, but we'll work our way.
We only looked at one.
That's true. We did all look at one.
The one that goes at me.
Don't worry, he's not gay because his girlfriend's got the dick. But sometimes it's gay.
And Will, all of this is accurate.
It's okay. True. So what's your nickname, or do you just get to be Will?
I don't know that if I have a nickname.
You're totally the other Will.
Could tell you the other Will.
He's totally the other Will.
My best friend was called Will, and he's slightly taller than me, and he used to be called Big Will, and I was called Little Will, which was not very fun. But thankfully, I don't live in the same country as him anymore.
Is it supposed to say in the pee?
For 10 to 15 seconds.
A lovely teacher has just walked in the room. Oh.
All right, well, Will, thank you so much for answering the phone. Try not to do that all of the time.
Okay. Good advice.
And we're going to, and also thank you for your insights. And I'm glad that we both knew Ben Goertzel. I'm glad that we had, at least 5 minutes of the show that wasn't complete absurdity.
How dare you?
You brought a little dignity to the hour.
Yeah, just all the dignity was in your 5 minutes.
Well, I'm glad I could help. And it was nice to talk to you guys.
Add me on Facebook, Hotter Will.
I will.
Okay. Oh, God. You just put that up.
Hotter Will.
You just grabbed it.
And thank you again, Hotter Will.
Bye.
So during that dignity, I went into the bathroom and peed in a cup.
Yeah, because yes, we kept it classy.
I was keeping it classy. And I took a drug test from the dollar store. And I keep it in the pee for 15 seconds, and I did. And then now I have to wait 5 minutes to get my results.
Yes! Well, good, because there's seven minutes left to the show.
He put two in one pee.
It says not to leave it in the pee.
Catherine,
in the box.
What you got going on? Where can we find you? What you want to promote?
So this Thursday, I will be doing Too Many Thursdays with O'Henny. I believe that's it. Actually, I don't know where it is. It's in Greenpoint. Check it out online. It's called Too Many Thursdays. It's at a spot in Greenpoint. There's a lot of stand-ups. Elsa Waith from my show earlier, Dunson, which is every Saturday at 3, will also be on it. I do Satanic Bingo every other Sunday. I may not be doing it the upcoming Sunday yet. I don't know. We're having a weird conflict thing with a private party. But Satanic Bingo, check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. And always buy your things at La Sirena Artesina Mexicana, because why not?
Because they're beautiful.
Also, freedariusnow.com.
Where can we find you? What you up to?
You can find me.
What you want to promote?
I would like to this week. I would like to promote Polarity the show. Sorry about that, honey. Polarity the show.com, and I'd also like to point, which is just a wonderful sci-fi show that you guys should check out.
What is it?
It's a dark sci-fi drama that I wrote and directed. That's about the dangers of polarizing politics to the backdrop of a future dystopian New York.
Don't nudge him when he's doing some promotion.
I can't
help
it.
He's our guest. This is our guest.
He's my Will. He might be your guest, but he's my Will, and I'm nudging him.
Catherine is a deeply, deeply trusted, coach of improv in my comedy world.
I'm a deeply trusted nudger.
Yep, she hits me hard. That's how she says things. Also, Light, wonderful program. Check it out.
Slapping a tickle.
This week you can find me. desperately trying to find a bathroom in New York because my new medicine makes me have to pee all the time.
Why don't we have public toilets yet?
I know. What's up with that?
Every time we try, every time the city of New York has invested public toilets, it has cost a lot of money. Yeah, because somebody just totals it. It's just like something people do. I don't know why.
Is that why?
That's literally why.
Because they've had the test things.
Yeah.
And then the test things, it turns out, we can't do this. Is that what happens?
Yeah. Because
you people are fucking animals. You don't get anything
it's
nice.
It's got a sink, a shower, and a toilet. A hobo just moves in, dude.
Oh, man. This is so much better than my box.
My test is done.
Okay.
It was less than five. I got
it. Wait. What do you do for a living?
I'm an elementary school teacher.
Yes.
And I don't do drugs, but I live
lame.
with Catherine, who does a lot of drugs.
Impossible, because they're illegal.
And my test came back negative.
You didn't like breathe in her weed and
apparently not.
Whoa, because she doesn't have any.
side note: this proves that you can trust the dollar store with your drug test.
Yay!
Does it look anything like the one that you did?
Catherine, that's exactly the same test you gave me.
No, but does the result look the same?
Where's the...
The two lines.
The result does look different.
Okay, cool. It works.
You can find me on faceboy.com. You can listen to all past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio on faceboy.com. Here's all the stuff we didn't get to, and there's a lot, which is good.
Just assholes. You're all assholes.
Would you rather have unlimited time or unlimited money?
Money.
I wasn't asking. I was just saying this is the stuff we didn't get to. Grief bots are coming. Oh, please. No. Grief bots are coming.
Timing.
Richard Hell, the Voidoids, is going to do a little retrospective of their music. Maybe we'll do that next week. Chuck Schumer proposes legalization of marijuana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trump said we have some of the most beautiful hookers in the world. No, I'm sorry. Putin said that to Trump.
To him, yeah.
Putin told Trump.
Sexpot, S-E-X-X-P-O-T, is a new strain of marijuana that is designed specifically to get women turned on.
Yep.
Damn it.
Download the RFP, the Radio Free Brooklyn app for free. I'm glad I'm going through this because I'm supposed to say that every week. I'm sure you never do. Go to radiofreebrooklyn.com and you can download the RFB app for free.
Put it in your notes, Greg.
I did not know we were supposed to say that.
Massachusetts.
Because you don't go to the meetings.
A Massachusetts preschool.
the meetings are during our show.
Massachusetts preschool.
Massachusetts has preschool.
Wait, what did you just say?
A Massachusetts preschool has banned the term best friend.
Why?
What?
A naked intruder found in bath.
No,
eating
go back. Cheetah. Why?
No.
A dog's life. How have your goals changed through life?
No.
This summer, virtual sex. Oh, we got to that.
That we got to.
Touch-free chicken packets for millionaire for millennials. Touch-free chicken packets for millennials.
Wait, what?
Thoreau's.
I don't even know what that means.
Thoreau's
millennials don't want to touch meat.
Thoreau's Walden Pond being killed by pee.
What?
Are you serious?
Detroit Zoo poo. Yeah, you can look at all this
Detroit
up.
Detroit Zoo poo.
Rest in peace, Barbara Bush. And I'm sincere about that. She's the only Bush that was fucking spot on cool. And she worked really hard.
She called teabags out.
She was cool. She was.
Oh, who farted?
I did. I'm sorry. She took no shit and she was quite brilliant.
You just took a shit.
You're no longer farting Will.
On homosexuality, she was like, people should do what they want to do and the government shouldn't be involved. On women's right to choose, she was one of the first proponents of the ERA. She was fucking cool. And honestly, rest in peace. What's that?
Can we talk about her AIDS work?
Please do.
When everybody in the right especially was saying people with AIDS are just disgusting, do not touch them, Barbara Bush said, oh, really? Well, fuck you guys. Or excuse me. Oh, well, screw you guys. And she literally just walked in and did a very public showing of interacting and caring for a lot of HIV and AIDS patients. Like she got her hands dirty.
Don't just think of her as a Bush. Think of her as the only totally cool Bush.
Yeah.
Think of her as two in the bush.
You had to make it weird. Thank you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you, Will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
No problem.
Thank you all for listening.
Oh, yeah.
Tune
to make
each
it
and every Saturday at 7 p.m.
There was a pause.
For Art Star Scene Radio on Radio Free Brooklyn. And remember, the most important thing that you need to know in life, like the real secret of life.
The au jus.
The au jus. The thing that if you want relationships to work.
I want to hear this. Now we